This may sound like a car commercial. I guarantee you it's not. It's way, way more serious than that. Do you have the map? Do you know the way? We're about to find out. 11 men with incredible cartography skills will take to their computers starting on December 1st to try to find the right places and drop the most correct pins. 8 days, 8 maps, anybody's race. John Tilley brings the most experience and knowledge to the game, but Joe Whalen's job took him from college football stadium to college football stadium all across this great land. Nobody's gotten into a beaten-up car more than Eric Ryder, and while Deuce has to stay at his house with his two kids, you better believe he's been studying up. We'll find out who has the skills, who has the will, and who can get it done, starting today. Hello and welcome everybody to day one of the Great Geo Guesser Guess Off. This is Ben Mark live from Milton, Massachusetts, in just a small corner of this great country, but the entire world is at play as we find out who has the best map skills and who will be crowned a champion just 8 days from now. I can tell you that all 11 competitors, including myself, have been hard at work. They've been studying up and playing many a practice round, their fingers on the mouse pad, ready to go. Today's matchup brought to you by a number of different sponsors. First off, Aquafina. Need to stay hydrated if you want to drop pins, and of course, by Cedars Foods. We'll be back in just 1 minute here with the starting lineups after this.
Aquafina and Cedars. One is a water, the other is a hummus.
So before we meet our contestants, you might be wondering, how do you play this game? I'll tell you. Every day, contestants will log in to get a new map of the world, maybe international, maybe a city's map, maybe just the United States. It really depends on the day. And there will be 5 rounds included in every game. Each round, contestants will have 2 minutes to click around the map, get a sense of their surroundings, zoom in, zoom out, try to understand where they are. And as the 2 minutes comes to a close, they'll need to drop a pin in the exact location where they think they are on the map. Closer to the exact right location, the more points you get. A total of 5,000 points is available if you can get within a couple of yards of the location. And of course, less points the farther away that you are. 25,000 points total because there are 5 little mini games inside of each round. And after every day, we'll have a sense of who's in the lead. We'll watch the leaderboard for you. We'll have interviews with some of our contestants, the winners, the losers, the in-between. But before that, you might want to get to know these contestants a little bit better. And so now it's time for our player introductions.
I'm Gen, aka the Sheep Shearer. I'm not going to be shearing any sheep this time. I'm leading you all to slaughter. I don't drop pins, I drop loads all over your maps. Let's go.
What's up, you map maniacs? This is Alex, aka Grip, aka Slick Rick, representing for the Catastrophic Cartographers. Round Earth, Flat Earth, don't care. All I know is you better hold on to your atlas, because I'm coming for those pins.
What's up, all you Globetrotters? It's Joey, a.k.a. the Kiwi, a.k.a. the Mappa Slapper, the Kingpin, the Big Globe who will disrobe and probe your lobe. I can't find my own ass without a map, so I'm sure as hell not going to be able to find Tweedledum, Iowa, based on a picture of some trees and a highway. So for all you suckers gunning for first place, I'll keep a seat warm for you in fifth.
What up, Magellans? This is Deuce from Manifest D's Nuts to the Sea. You can call me the GPDS because I'm the global pin dropping service. I could drop a pin on any of these pinheads in this competition.
What up, my Atlas chaps? This is Eric Ryder, born in Boston, and I've been driving ever since. They call me the legend because I run these maps on the regular.
Map pun.
A pin and a map? These Google nerds have nothing, as I've been there, done that, and had dinner with the family. So I'll drop the pin and then tell you the best dinner in town. Ooh boy, this is gonna be fun.
Ben Marco, polo, motherfuckers. I'll win this game with my eyes closed if I have to. That's how well I know my way around a GeoGuessr map. Been pinning locales for years, and over the course of this 8-round league, I'll pin my name to the top of the leaderboard.
What's up, you dumb, stupid idiots? This is Shane, and you better believe once I figure out whatever this pin thing is you guys are talking about, your atlas is grass.
Hey, it's Slath the Surveyor, and I'm here to pick up wins by dropping pins. And to all my geo competitors, get lost.
The Sizzler.
What's up? They call me Matt the Map Man. And you can bet I slept with an atlas underneath my pillow last night, so I woke up feeling knowledgeable. Now, I'm not even nervous about this competition, because I could drop pins in my sleep. So you better look out. While you're stressing, I'm off dropping pins and catching Z's.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man.
Boys. This is John Topographical Tilly, your friendly cartographical camp director. My understanding is you've been having quite the mouthy sessions with Gen Isuzu saying he's gonna drop loads on all of us. Loads of what, Gen? The only load I think you're dropping is brown and on Shane's atlas grass. Maybe it's on Ryder while he's too busy talking to actually answer anything. You boys keep talking about dropping pins, and I think you'd be better off talking about Pinterest and a mood board for weddings. I'll see you on the game.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.